On Bitcoin Island, you have property rights, and in Noster City, you have freedom of speech.
How it truly can be powered by just people.
That don't happen on Noster.
What's going on, right? Like, if you can make a joke about something, you understand it.
If we can get all the content creators to come, it'll be a feedback loop.
But on the internet, no.
The internet has amnesia.
You made a song for us. You're listening to Flirting with Bitcoin, a weekly chat with my very interesting husband about Bitcoin and how the world and our family's life is better because of it.
It's season 4 and we've moved to Noster City.
So my Bitcoin lessons are done?
Your Bitcoin lessons are never done.
So what does new social media have to do with it?
Babe, Noster is more than social media. If Bitcoin is the new money, Noster is the new internet.
You really think so?
I do. I believe Noster will drive the next wave of Bitcoin adoption. So Noster City is where we need to be.
We?
Yeah, of course we're bringing Keon. You got your bags packed, buddy?
Yes.
Good job. Don't forget to pack your NPub.
Let's go. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Mandana.
You know, I found out on Noster that we were recording tonight.
That is how I figured I would tell you.
That's really funny. Yeah. That's where we communicate now. You and I have never been on the same social media app our entire relationship up until now.
That is technically not true, but sure, why not?
Which app were we both on?
You're on Twitter. You have an account on Twitter.
Oh, I do, but yeah.
And I technically have an account on Instagram.
That's true. But we weren't both active on it up until now.
I definitely was not active on Instagram, that's for sure.
You tried for a minute.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago when I was doing my stand-up comedy.
I literally cannot imagine you gleefully opening up your phone to open Instagram.
I didn't. It was work.
Yeah, it was work, it does sound like. But no, I mean, being on Noster now and, you know, I don't really see your posts. I have to go to your page to see them. It's cool. I'm not used to, like, you seeing what I'm posting on the internet about.
You're caught.
What do you think?
About what?
Who I am on the internet.
Seem like everyone else.
Oh, so great. Thank you, basic. You're basic.
You're posting TikTok memes on Noster. Like,
I know.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're not doing anything new.
I know, but I'm making them for you, babe. I always show Ian first and I go, Ian, is this funny? And if he chuckles, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna post it. If I've made Ian laugh, it means I understand Bitcoin or Noster, right?
Being on same social media platforms aside, we are officially back. Season 4, Noster City. And we are recording on Bitcoin Infinity Day.
Oh, what is that?
It's August, so 8, mm-hmm. 21st.
Oh, very cute. Very cutesy, very demure.
So you didn't see that on Noster at all today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it was all over the place.
So well, you know, I wasn't.
Even though we're on the same social media network, I guess we still don't see the same stuff.
I'm going to be honest. I think I opened Noster for like 10 seconds today. Like, I've just been not on my phone today.
That's a fine amount of time.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that calls you all the time, unlike the addiction machine.
I was very busy today, and I've been busting a lot of memes lately. So I just, like, wanted to be outside of my phone. Yeah. I was having fun, though. I mean, I like making the memes. But the reason I'm making these memes is because it's proving to myself that I understand, I think, the culture and what's going on, right? Like, if you can make a joke about something, you understand it.
Good comedians, yes.
Exactly. And so I'm trying to, first of all, just contribute to Noster. I want to put posts out there. I want to, like, be putting something remotely interesting or make someone smirk as they're going through their feed, right? Because I got to participate. Like, I'm a participator. I'm sorry. I talk in meetings. Like, I'm sorry to admit that. But, like, if we're trying to do something, I'm not just going to, like, passively sit back. I also don't have much to say, and I try to be a private person on the internet. So I'm like, all right, I'll bust out memes.
I'm sorry, just so that I can make sure I understood what you said. Is it a bad thing to talk in meetings?
I mean, I think some people just want the meeting to be over.
Why even have the meeting then?
I know. I'm like, we're meeting. Let's get stuff done. You know, I like to get stuff done. I like an agenda. I'm sorry. I'm a productive person.
So what's the agenda for this episode?
The agenda for this episode is to introduce our commitment to Noster and growing it. It's something that I think needs to be announced, because when we started this podcast 100 episodes ago, we set our intentions, and now the intention remains. It really is still about Bitcoin and now growing Noster. I think it's really fascinating how once it clicks, it's just so obvious they go together. And we were even toying with the idea of changing the title of our show. Really, this season is about Noster City, this concept that there are people on Noster, not everyone, but there are people on Noster who are committed to building Noster and proving that this is the way. You don't have to be a developer. Like, we all have different things that we can contribute. And so we need to build Noster City. We need to connect. We need to be on each other's teams. We need to collaborate. And so I think this is our shout out to the community, right? Like, Noster City, like, come on, let us do our part. I'm not sure that we're going to like change our format and have people on our show. I don't know. I don't know if we have the capacity to do that. We can continue to just have this weekly conversation with each other about what's going on there, and we can help connect the dots or elevate different conversations that are happening. I am still not getting it as well as Ian is. And so, yeah, Ian, you'll still be teaching me things and connecting it to Bitcoin adoption in a relationship. If you're flirting with someone and something changes, it's important to communicate those changes.
You know, in that spirit, I'd like to communicate, in my words, that change as well, which is, you know, we were sitting on the couch one night and I just turned to Mandana and I was like, we're not Bitcoin podcasters. We're Noster podcasters that talk about Bitcoin. It wasn't technically always that way because, you know, we were fountain people, right? Mm-hmm. But over the past, like, I'll say all this year, we've been slowly becoming more and more active on Noster. And I realized that, like, the Bitcoin community has been around for like 15 years. It's got its players, it's got its, whatever you want to call it, proponents and known voices and celebrities and all that fun stuff. But Noster is just as important, if not more important than Bitcoin. And it's only, what, 2 years old? And so I think we're on the forefront of something that, if this plays out the way that I think it will, Noster in the future will be looked back on as more important than Bitcoin, but would not have existed without Bitcoin. And so I think that for us trying to learn about Bitcoin, you can't not talk about Noster, because all of the new development for Bitcoin is kind of happening on Noster. There's a lot of like super technical stuff that's happening on Bitcoin Island, right? But we don't talk about the super technical stuff.
Bitcoin started with people who were in tech. Now it's moved to Wall Street. It's moved, it's become corporate.
I mean,
it has.
Technically, but
it's,
no.
It's become corporate. Noster is where the actual innovation is going to happen that's built on Bitcoin's technology.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that assessment. I think that what we're seeing over the past, you know, definitely the last year of Noster, there are people that are in the Bitcoin community that don't understand or believe in Noster. Mm-hmm. And so there's like become this separation of Bitcoiner where people have literally just left Twitter. Twitter was the home of Bitcoin. And yeah, there has been a, I don't want to say a civil war per se, but like people are deleting their accounts off Twitter. They are literally deleting their accounts and coming to Noster and saying, I'm done with that. Now, they have their reasons. They are various, but just like Bitcoin is a one-way street for your like money, Noster is a one-way street for your speech. Like, once you get to Noster and you get the taste of freedom, why would I ever go back to a platform that I'm afraid to say something, or I might get censored, or I might get shadow
banned? Can I say why though? There's no way that migration is going to happen as fast as it could if you're not still connected to your other platforms where you can connect to your existing communities and keep informing and educating them about Noster.
I'm not saying that you don't want to educate people, but...
But how else can you? Everyone's online.
We can get more into that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there needs to be a buzz, right? Like, I feel like that's also a piece of it that's missing. It's like, if you are done with Twitter, stay on Twitter and just keep hyping up Nostrum. Sure, maybe it'll get suppressed, but still, like, the people who are following you, they'll keep hearing that word. And that's a really an important part of something that's only 2 years old.
That's like one of the things that, you know, I'd like for our show in particular, and then hopefully spread to like the other Nostr podcast and Nostr content creators, is I don't think I'll be deleting my Twitter account per se, but the idea of Nostr City is you kind of just put up a sign over there that says move to Nostr City. Mm-hmm. And you got your MPub or whatever. Maybe you change a link in your bio to like direct them somewhere, but it's like, I still exist. I'm just over here
Ooh,
now.
Should we make like a free Twitter header image available on our website?
I mean, there's tons of stuff you can do, but I think it's more about the idea of, you say create a buzz. I'm saying you create a buzz by all of a sudden you see all of these, like, you know, think of it like, what's going on right now in major cities, like everything is boarded up, right? Like all these downtown areas are boarded up in all these major cities because all the businesses have left. Well, if the content creators are the businesses of the social media platforms, and they're basically boarding up their, their accounts.
I love that.
Right? And they put up a sign that says closed, move to Nostr City.
Yes.
If we can get all the content creators to come, it'll be a feedback loop because they'll want to bring their people. So we're technically content creators. We don't have as big of a following as some other content creators that are definitely going to stay on Twitter for as long as possible because they spent a lot of time building up that account over there. But at the same time, there's a lot of new content creators that cannot break into the Twitter world. And so just like I was saying last season about the like music industry and the music people, like I think the next big influencers are going to happen on Nostr for only because there is no censorship.
Yeah.
So like you were talking, I don't know if it was you or it must have been you. You tried to post something.
Who else are you talking to?
Well, I thought I might have read it on Nostr, but you were saying you tried to post something on TikTok and it like it flagged the audio. That don't happen on Nostr.
I know.
So like not only can they not enforce those types of things on Nostr, but if you're a content creator and you're like, hey, I made this funny thing, they won't let me post it. I posted it over here. You already see that happening on YouTube where people like do a live stream and then halfway through they're like, oh, we can't say this stuff on YouTube, so go watch us on Rumble.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see every content creator do that where it's like, here's the stuff that I can do on this platform and here's this other platform that I can put everything else. Because even Rumble has some rules, right? Like you can't teach people how to make a bomb on Rumble. Now, I'm not saying they're teaching people how to make a bomb on Nostr, but like if you wanted to. What?
YouTube does as well, I thought.
What?
Have videos on how to make weapons.
No, I'm saying like they will take down certain stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So people will go to Rumble and say they have more free speech over there.
Yeah, it's exactly like Instagram and TikTok. So are we doing anything special for our 100th episode?
I thought recording on Bitcoin Infinity Day wasn't special enough. We've missed it the past 3 years, so.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. I thought that was like special. But also, one of the things that we'll be doing this season is debuting music from the Nostr community. there is a lot going on in the music scene on Nostr that's completely separate from the like, what we would call the Twitterverse of Nostr. And there was a song that kind of swept across Nostr recently by this artist called Man Like Quicks. And the song was called No Algo. And it's a song about how there's no algorithm on Nostr. It's really good. So I reached out to him and TLDR, he made a song for this season of the pod called...
What?
Yeah, it's called Nostr City. So I'm going to play it for you, and then we'll start the show.
Believe. Yo. No to another step transmitted over relays. It's like they're just decentralized PayPal and eBay. Yeah. Bitcoin Island. Yeah. Noster City. Yeah. Been to make some changes like my name is Bukele. I got sats on my celly. Noster apps on my celly. They go good together like peanut butter jelly. And the world ain't ready, man. The world ain't ready. Cause Google X and Meta are so algo heavy. One is locked in a labyrinth, obediently scrolling. I need a protocol that's way more open. Legacy, social media sells my information. I don't like or subscribe to that type of organization. I know freedom's up for grabs and it's time to take it back. Yo. Power to the people, stay humble, stack sats. Yo, freedom's up for grabs and it's time to take it back. Yo, power to the people, stay humble, stack sats. Woo. Get the power back, get the freedom back, get an M-Pub, and just start with that. To appreciate the value, you can send some value back. Let the sats circulate and watch them flow right back. Post signal, post memes, post your thoughts, post your dreams. And you only know it's me, cause I told you that it's me. And my M-Pub can be anything I want it to be. My like who? My like Quicks, check for S-I-G. What up, Lighthouse and the pleb chain, OGs. Been a Noster resident since Feb 2023. Get the power back, get the freedom back, get an M-Pub, and just start with that. Get the power back, get the freedom back, get an M-Pub, and just start with that.
Honestly, like, does not compute. I don't even know how to react to this. I've already heard it. I forgot how good it was, one. Two, I didn't realize that Ian, you had told him the phrase Noster City, and then he did this. I thought Noster City was already a thing.
The domain existed, and I bought it before we started recording. Yeah. It was not a thing. It was not a thing.
Okay, so because I actually heard you say Noster City, and I was like, you know, just trying to find like ideas for what to post, and I came up with this meme of Sofia Vergara like walking up and then like leaning on something, and she's leaning on a cityscape with like a sign that says Noster City on it, because I thought Noster City was a thing. But like, funny enough, that one actually did pretty well.
No, I as far as I know, I created the concept Noster City.
Wow.
And you know, the thing that I went to in New York.
Look at me. I'm just like, wow. I'm not biased or anything, but you're amazing.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You're just so clever.
The thing I went to in New York, that Noster event, that was, they were calling that Noster Village, right?
Yeah,
because it's in Greenwich Village.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bar Pub Key is in Greenwich Village, so they were calling it Noster Village, and it was kind of a play on that because I didn't even realize that. Like, because I have a shirt from that event, and when I put it on and I saw Noster Village, I was like, oh, did I pull that from that? But what I was really thinking about is, you know, on our show, we always say Bitcoin Island, mm-hmm. Bitcoin Island, yeah. Bitcoin Island. Again, when I was sitting there saying we're Noster podcasters that talk about Bitcoin, I was like, oh, Bitcoin's the island, but Noster is the city. That's mm-hmm. where the people are. That's where
the capital.
That's the capital. But that's what I said to him. I was like, Bitcoin is the island. Noster is the city. Noster is the new capital of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the internet, right? So like on Noster Island, you have all your rights. You have property rights. You can hold your Bitcoin, right?
On Bitcoin Island, you have.
Sorry. In Noster City, on Bitcoin Island, whichever one you want to say. But like on Bitcoin Island, you have property rights. And in Noster City, you have freedom of speech. And those two things have basically been eroded in, we live in Washington, D.C., the supposed capital of the free world. I challenge you to walk down the street and say you're going to vote for Trump. And I challenge you to go try to take out your money from a bank in Washington, D.C. You will be challenged to do both of those things. Noster is the only place that can claim to be the capital of the free world, except it doesn't have a geographical boundary anymore. It is, you just create an M-Pub and you start with that. And when he said that, like, when I didn't give him much. I just gave him the idea of Bitcoin Island, Noster City, and he made that song. And when I was listening to it, I was like, yeah, like, this is, I don't know what I thought you were going to do or make or whatever, but like, yeah, this is the idea. It's almost like, I hate saying it like this, but it's almost like revolutionary music in the sense that like, you know, get the power back, get the freedom back. Like,
absolutely.
There's a good message there. And
there's so much music out there right now that's doing just that. They're speaking on a revolution that's happening, and they're bringing the passion like at the forefront about it. And I think that's really important because we do things because of the mission. And a song like that is really just building a coalition that has a strong mission for the why of what they're doing. And even if the why is as silly as just, you know, just posting a funny joke and being like, all right, I'm just, you know, just pushing stuff out there. They call it shitposting, right?
That is the official term.
Yeah, which I don't like that term, guys. That's shitposting is on other platforms. On Noster, it's not shit, man. Call it something better and it'll be better.
Nobody cares.
Bitcoin, the number of posts just matter.
Bitcoin don't care. Noster don't care.
No, but I'm saying the experience we're all having matters. Like, contribute, right? Don't just be a lurker.
You need lurkers.
Do you?
Who does all the liking? Who does all the zapping?
I post in like and Zach. I don't know. I participate.
I understand you do, but... Yeah. But we know that there are lurkers on every platform.
Yeah, that's true.
And they, for the most part, generate a large percentage of the quote-unquote engagement.
Look, some of my best friends are lurkers.
Great.
I'm not here to judge.
Great. So yeah, don't, I would say to you, like, don't tell people how to use Noster. Just let them be themselves.
That's true. But I'm saying if it's in you, if you have some energy, it's like the small part that you can play. To build Noster City, because otherwise, nah, I don't post as much on social media. It's just that I'm trying to contribute.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, you also have to factor in the idea that, okay, if Noster City is this new, you know, shining capital on the hill or whatever, everyone here is refugees from somewhere.
Mm.
And refugees need a little time to acclimate,
feel safe,
get used to the idea that, like, absolutely. Oh, I'm not in danger here. There's no one looking over my post. There's no like threat of the blue check mafia coming after me. And so those are the things that, like, again, this idea of like Bitcoin Island and Noster City, I think there we can bring a lot of corollaries and analogies to what's going on and the people that are there. People came to Bitcoin Island first, but it's the Bitcoiners on Bitcoin Island that are starting to build Noster City. But not everyone there who's building was a Bitcoiner. I don't quote me on this, internet, because I might be wrong, but I feel like someone was making a joke the other day that like Fiat Joff, who's like one of the big developers in the Noster community, he was like in altcoins or whatever. But he all's forgiven, right? Because he's building out Noster, right?
Definitely. So it's like, so funny.
It's like not everyone there was like a hardcore Bitcoiner their whole life, you know, but everyone is trying to flee this like oppressive regime that they see happening. It's still technically on the internet, but on the Twitters, on the TikToks, on the whatever, you can jump between them, but they're fundamentally the same problem, which is at the end of the day, someone else decides if what you did was acceptable.
Exactly. And it's so out in the open now. They don't even lie about shadow banning. They now are like, we're not always doing when you guys are accusing us of doing it.
Yeah, so when I say, like, just let people be, like, acknowledge what they're coming from and what they're used to. Some people came to Noster immediately because they were like, I got kicked off of Twitter. Other people are on Noster because they're just like, oh, what's going on here? Like, I can make some Bitcoin by just posting. That's interesting. Considering a lot of the stuff that's being built, and we can get into that in the next segment, Noster is going to be the place where you take your Bitcoin. You know, a lot of people... When I'm talking to a lot of people about Bitcoin, they always have this like pushback, but like, yeah, it's money, but like, where can you spend it? They like have this idea that you can't spend it anywhere. And then I'll always throw out like, oh, I bought the tulips, or, you know, I bought this or I bought that. But when I was onboarding your cousin's kids, they're like these two teenage girls, and they were just like, okay, well, what do you do with it? And I was like, oh, you're teenagers. Let me show you something. Mm-hmm. And I showed them how someone made, after I had explained to them what Bitcoin is and sats and all of that, I showed them a post that someone made like 500,000 sats on. And they were like, well, how did they do that? And I'm like, they just posted their thoughts and people agreed and they gave them money. Why? Why not? And you see that cognitive dissonance and you immediately realize, I mean, you're one... But one of them for sure. The other one was like, she was just going along with it. But she was like, oh, okay. Like, she got it.
Yeah.
Now, not everyone is making money on Noster, right? I try to zap everybody. I try to not, I'll like it, but I try to make sure I also zap. Some people zap one sat. Some people zap two sats, 21 sats. I do 21 just for, you know, the Bitcoin of it. No, like Noster is where you're going to take your Bitcoin. And that's what is being built right now is how do we easily get your Bitcoin onto Noster so that, for example, the guy, Man Like Quicks, who made the song, he posted it on this app called Wavelake. And Wavelake is like the new Spotify for Noster, right? Well, you can zap it there. So I listened to it. I liked it. I zapped it. And then I like played it again. And I was like, man, I really like the No Algo song. It like literally speaks to me for reasons, right? So I zapped it again. And then that's what made me like, oh, I really like this. I should just reach out to him. And because Wavelake is connected to Noster, I was able to just go find him and message him. And since it's a small community, he responded.
Yeah.
And so now, like, you know, he's liking my stuff on Noster and like I've made a connection. This other guy I talked to recently.
A really amazing connection.
Yeah.
You made a song for us.
Yeah. And so like there's two things that have happened in the past week, which is why I also wanted to like record. I was like, enough things have happened where I can really press this point of Noster City is that, you know, last season we were talking about this idea that I've been working on and we've made a lot of progress. We're not ready to release it yet, but we are working on the manifesto and that should be coming out very soon.
Literally, Ian was like, Mandana, we need a manifesto.
We do. And you guys are going to be the first to hear it.
You're going to love it.
You guys are going to be the first to hear it.
I hope.
And I have no doubt that you're all going to be on board. If you've been listening to me for the last 3 years, there is zero chance that you won't agree with this idea. We just have to build it. But,
and I hope that you guys believe that Ian and I can do this.
I mean, I'm a software engineer for 20 years, so I don't know what to tell you if you don't believe, but that's my skill set that I bring to the world of Noster. But no, so in trying to like get this project started, I was on Noster and I did a post and I just said, hey, I'm starting this project. I need some design work, yada, yada, yada. Anybody like can help, right? And this, as far as I know at the time, this random guy responds, you know, all right, cool. We set up a meeting. And then we're talking and it turns out that like he's the guy who did the design for Orange Pill app. I didn't know that. So he's already built like one app in the, you know, designed or whatever, this one app in the Bitcoin community that I knew. So we were talking about that. But then he was talking about some other stuff that he's getting into that I won't talk about right now. But as we were talking, we were realizing like, oh, we're trying to solve the same problem just from like a different angle. And we kind of, I started laughing. He started laughing. I was like, dude, we would have never met on Twitter. There's zero chance you would have ever seen my post asking for help on Twitter.
True.
Because it wasn't inflammatory. It wasn't going to make anybody angry. There was nothing political about it. Mm-hmm. It was just a request for help.
Yeah.
And so the algorithm of Twitter, ironically, does not answer the call for help. But the No Algorithm of Noster connected me to who I believe will be a very useful resource in putting this project together.
Maybe a friend.
Perhaps a friend. We're talking about,
we all become friends.
We're talking about possibly going to the Netherlands to go to a conference. And so hopefully we get to meet some of the people that we've been talking to. But you know, Noster is connecting me with people that want to help. And the people that are on Noster are the people that, in my opinion, for various reasons, were being drowned out of the algorithm world because they're not people that are inflammatory. They're not naturally going to say things that are going to enrage people that generate the engagement that the algorithm will promote. That is the dark side of algorithm. Since we don't actually know how they work, they say, oh, the algorithm is based on engagement. But then you find out, either upfront because you design it that way or just after usage, well, engagement is generated by emotion. Mm-hmm. And we can really crank up your emotions if we show you crap that'll piss you off.
Yeah, and that's just not what? That's not normal.
So Noster is like, you go on Noster and then you get off because you're not upset and you're not mad at what you see. I go on Noster and I'm like, there's nothing here or, you know, whatever, but like, it's not that there's nothing here. It's just, okay, I checked. There's things. I laughed and I moved on.
You know, when I actually see someone that's arguing with a lot of people and being rude to like multiple people, I just mute them. I'm like, I see what you're doing here. Mute. Like, I don't, what?
Yeah. No, and, mute. And so, yeah, Noster City is just, it's a beautiful place. If you can really use your imagination, really think of it as a city. Like, we don't have that visualization for it yet. And I hope as part of the idea that we're working on that we can help kind of build that visualization of it being a city. If you can just use your imagination and imagine a city full of people, digital refugees, who are all just like, hey man, I just want to get along with everybody. Like, it's crazy out there. Like, that's the, those
but
are the
also,
people.
I like social media. I like connecting with people online. Exactly. I like sharing stuff about myself.
Exactly.
And I want a really nice experience. I want it to feel like a fun time. And I want to understand that. Just like going into a car, driving a car, it can be really fun. It can get you to a lot of places, but there's dangers. And you have to make certain choices. You have to decide what car you're going to buy,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to decide like how you want to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't need to watch how everyone else is driving. Like, there's so much. Ooh, I mean, that's actually, I mean, I feel like I really knocked that one out of the park. Were there flaws in my analogy?
I don't want to like criticize it.
Go for it.
It was okay.
Whatever. Okay. So. Dude, I just off the top of my head, get out of here. Get out of here. Hate on hater.
I mean, you're not normally an analogizer, so.
I mean, look.
So for you, yes, that was great.
Psh, whatever. Look, that was good. But truly, when you go on social media, you need to understand what you're looking at and you need to understand the decisions that have been made for you versus the decisions you get to make. And so I do hope that there's a future where, you know, there's a very similar, like my dream would be like TikTok, but on Noster, and I would be able to design my own algorithm.
Well, if I have anything to say about it, you will be.
Do you think the narrative of this idea is going to be Mandana wanted something, so I built it for her? Like at its core, your act of service.
I'm actually solving a problem that I have. That I've had, that we've had mm-hmm. from the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of morphed into, as I'm solving that problem, I can make something that Mandana wants.
Aw, so you're such a good husband.
Yeah, you know, I try. Yeah. I try.
Look, ladies, let your man quit his job. Just tell him to sit and read and think for 3 months and lightning will strike.
Ladies, you know your husband. You make you make the right judgment call on that bit of advice. In the spirit of building stuff, there has been a lot happening, and we haven't really talked a lot about Noster last season. So I just wanted to go into like some of the things that have happened and kind of show you, Mandana, and you, the listeners, where I think Noster is going. And as we said in the opening of the show, like why I think it's so integral to the Bitcoin story. One of the biggest problems that Bitcoin had for the beginning of its life was FUD. And we've talked about this on the podcast, but that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And what was happening is that you said earlier, you know, now it's corporate and Wall Street's involved or whatever, but it was corporate and Wall Street that were convincing, at least attempting to convince everyone that Bitcoin was for criminals. It was fake internet money, whatever, whatever, whatever. Now they own billions of dollars of it. Luckily, the internet hadn't become like a super crazy censorship machine during Bitcoin's initial stages of life. But now it's getting to the point where telling the truth on social media platforms can get you banned. So we need a place where people can continually tell the truth, specifically the truth about Bitcoin. And Noster is literally the only place where you can find the most accurate, truthful information about Bitcoin, regardless of what you're going to hear on the news, regardless of what Wall Street is going to say about it. Because once Wall Street gets involved, they have their own reason for being involved. They don't necessarily want Bitcoin to do what Bitcoin is going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
They think they can contain it.
It's not that they can contain it, but they want to be able to control it. They want Bitcoin to go up when they say it'll go up. They want Bitcoin to go down when they say it will go down. And so while we have been on hiatus, there was a lot of price action for Bitcoin, right? And this is actually a good example of the power of Bitcoin. So it was Sunday, I'm sitting on the couch, and the price of Bitcoin, you guys probably all saw it if you're paying close attention, but the price of Bitcoin on like a Sunday evening on the eastern side of the United States crashed like 10%, like in an hour or less. And I immediately jumped on Noster and like trying to figure out what was going on. It doesn't really matter, but I'm like, what are people going to say? Like, what's going on? What's going on? And it's Sunday night and the people on Noster already are telling me, oh, it's Japan raised interest rates and the yen carry trade is like unwinding and it's blowing up all this stuff financially. All right, cool. So I texted my buddy and I was like, hey man, just to let you know, the market's going to open up down tomorrow. And he's like, how do you know that? Right. And I'm like, this is the power of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is telling me that there are people somewhere in the world that need money now. Yeah. And they are selling their Bitcoin or things that then have Bitcoin that need to be sold. We don't know what's going on, but Bitcoin is being sold at a rapid pace, which implies that somebody is covering their butt for when the market opens on Monday. And he said, well, luckily, all of my trades right now are puts, which means if the market goes down, he makes money. So he was like, so thanks for letting me know. But at the same time, he's like, still like, how do you know that? The market's closed and there's nothing on the news telling you that that's happening, right? The American news media is not telling you that Japan is falling apart. They're waiting for the market to open and then tell you. And so Bitcoin is like this leading indicator. Now, you might have been able to get that information on Twitter. You might have been able to get that information on TikTok, perhaps. But on Noster, it was there immediately because that is the only place, in my opinion, that because there's no algorithm, everyone will see it. In Twitter, you could have had all the information, but if you didn't post something inflammatory, like, they might not see it for 12 hours. So getting information out as timely as possible, getting whether it's accurate or not, just getting information out to people, letting people see it and make a judgment call and do their own investigation and research. Like the Noster community and the Noster internet knew what was going on, in my opinion, before most of Twitter. Now, I'm sure there were people on Twitter that were posting and that have large followings that were getting the information out. But if it had been me and I knew for a fact that that was happening, I couldn't have told anyone on Twitter. And so that to me is a great example of why we need Noster. Number one, it's also a story about Bitcoin because Bitcoin was actually telling the world that something was happening. And number three, the people that you would expect, at least in some way, shape, or form, to tell you were off work.
Yeah.
They were just like off.
They're sitting on their couch.
Yeah. As I've said on the show many times before, there are only two types of people in the world these days. There's people who are told what happened, and there's people who know what are happening. And the Noster community knows what's happening. The people that have to wait for the Twitter algorithm or whatever to tell them what's going on, they're always going to be behind. Always. And I just thought that was a really great example of why Noster.
I had a thought while you were talking about the media outlets in America. If you're a journalist or if you know a journalist, get them on Noster. I'm trying. I know journalists. I've been talking to them. They're very busy. There's a lot happening to report on, I guess.
There's a lot of lies to parse through at the moment.
So I really think that journalists also have, I mean, it's free speech, right? They need to be getting on Noster. We need to be paying them directly. We need to be funding their work. We need to be funding investigative journalism. Like that's just an individual or a team where we know who these people are versus who's pulling the strings. Yes, that was just a thought that popped in my head. But I mean, that goes to like, this is where your brain will go once you really understand what Noster is and how it truly can be powered by just people. Like, and this goes to building Noster City. We all have something that we can do to help build this. Whoever you are, whatever you do, and however you contribute to society right now, like there's something that you can do for Noster. So if you figure out what that is, I really think very soon you'll be able to make money off of it.
Absolutely. And to tie into the journalist angle, the other example that I was going to give was the elections that happened in Venezuela. So elections happened in Venezuela. I don't know exactly the minute by minute narrative, but long story short, the sitting president, what's his name? Maduro, comes out and basically declares victory. Right. That was like classic Maduro style. But I'm on Noster, and on Noster, there's a guy in Venezuela on Noster taking pictures and videos being like, nah, he didn't win. Mm-hmm. And the people are rioting. Mm-hmm. And you go to the news outlets and they're like, voting irregularities and people don't know who won. And it's like, what? No, the people are in the streets rioting because there's no way he won. And our news outlets are like, well, we don't know what happened. But on top of that, they started shutting stuff off, classic dictator moves or whatever. But because of Nostr and Bitcoin, people were actually able to send money into Venezuela. Whether the Venezuelan government likes it or not, inside of Venezuela, Bitcoin is money.
Yeah.
And because it's money, people can buy goods and services and still make a living and do whatever they need to do. The money, just like people talk about America putting pallets of cash on planes and flying them all over the world, we don't even have to use planes anymore. Bitcoin is just right into your pocket.
Yep.
There's no airspace. There's no who's that in the sky. There's no transferring money over like the SWIFT network or whatever. It's like, oh, there's a journalist in Venezuela. We can fund him or her. Because I believe it was a her that was reporting all this on Nostr. So it's just another example of without Nostr, I wouldn't have known the truth of what was going on. And there were some people that were debating whether or not the stuff that person was posting was legit or not. But after like a day, it was like, okay, that's definitely legit, right? I believed it as soon as I saw it. But some people, you know, need a little more verification of rioting before they believe that a real riot's happening. Because like, if you've never been to Venezuela, you don't know what it looks like.
I mean, that could be anywhere. Or it could be like older footage. Or something footage like or whatever. That. Yeah, right? that's typically what it is. Or footage of something else when it's not being true. So there is a level of verification that everyone should be doing because anyone could be posting anything.
But the other part about this person posting stuff is because of the design of Nostr, it's not like the Venezuelan government or any government could go to the CEO of Nostr and tell them to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on Nostr, for people who don't know the technical part of Nostr, you have a client on your phone or an app, and it connects to multiple servers. So when you post something to Nostr, you're not just posting it to the Nostr server. You're posting it to literally as many servers as you want to. So there's no way to take it down once it's posted. And so these videos of people rioting, these videos of the police shooting at people and beating people, like that's on the Nostr network forever.
Forever.
They will never be able to deny that it happened. They will never be able to memory hole it. Mm-hmm. People will be able to go find that footage later and analyze it and figure out more details that you didn't even realize in the moment because you're just so shocked at what you witnessed. Mm-hmm. That evidence is there forever. And we know historically they scrub evidence off the internet. Mm-hmm. Not to go super deep in conspiracy theories, but go try to find reporting on Building 7 from 9/11. You can't. There's only a few places where you can still find people literally talking on the news as it's falling.
If you have it, post it on Nostr.
If you have it, put it on, exactly, right?
Yeah.
But the point is that like, we know they do that. It's happened in the past. Now with Nostr, they can't do that anymore. Yes, they can come after, you know, one person or one server or whatever. Like Will runs there's a client called Domus and Will runs his own relay. And so theoretically he could go to Will and say, delete your server. Okay, fine, whatever. That doesn't mean you got rid of it. Mm-hmm. Just means you ruined Will's day. He probably will delete it because he's like, fine, whatever. It's somewhere else. I don't care. like, whatever. Bye, FBI. But yeah, so Nostr is just like the Bitcoin blockchain. Nostr is forever. It's just forever in a different way. And so that is another part of Nostr City, which is Nostr City remembers, right? It remembers what happened. The internet as it stands today does not remember. The internet has amnesia. Those are just two, I think, really good examples of what's happened since we've been away that really drove home for me like, oh, no, 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 no. We are Nostr people that talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe I'm a Nostr person. I'm on it a lot.
I mean, you're on it a lot for sure. I mean, but being on it is not necessarily the only thing. I think part of Nostr is, do you want the ability to, do you think that freedom of speech is truly freedom of speech? Because there are some people that are like, cool with freedom of speech as long as you don't say anything that hurts my feeling, which is not freedom of speech. That's like, I'm throwing a dinner party, get out of my house.
You know, I don't even think it matters anymore if you believe in freedom of speech. I think freedom of speech through the internet is inevitable. And I think that we've seen, the lack of freedom of speech on the internet, and it's gotten us to where we are right now. So the alternative is this dumpster fire that we're living that is actively like causing people to end their lives and or starve themselves or isolate themselves. Like there's so many things that the current version of the internet is doing to us right now. We need to stop being afraid of freedom of speech. And I think really acknowledge that it's like a moot point at this point. Like the technology's here, it exists. It exists. Yeah. And we need to figure out how to make it serve us and benefit us and help our species evolve rather than devolve. Right? That's how I see it. So I cannot have that conversation with someone. I'm sorry. Like I really think I am past the point of discussing whether or not someone should be allowed to do something. I think if you're in charge in that situation, sure, fine. But on the internet, no. It's like in real life, yes. In real life, absolutely. We have rights to be like, no, you cannot talk to me that way or use that language in my organization. Sure, whatever. I don't care. But on the internet, like technology, we can't control it.
No, we can't. But they will have you believe that they can. And they will, as we've seen in the UK, also while we were away, they are now arresting people for posting stuff on social media. There was like a very famous clip that was circulating. I don't know if you saw it, but lady police officer is like standing over this guy explaining to him why he's being arrested for something he posted. And the guy's like, are you serious? And she's like, no, come with me. In her lovely British accent or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny, but.
Well, I guess they still can if we're posting it on Oster. Like, I don't know. I think that we need to get to a point of like internet literacy and social media literacy. I think most people have no idea how any of this works. And they really don't understand that nobody owns it. Nobody owns the internet.
I mean, that's a deeper conversation. Someone does own the internet.
They can turn it off.
If you actually dig into like how it all works.
I know.
But the other point there is that they could go after that particular person because the platform, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook or whatever, but the platform knows a lot about you. So the police know where to go to get you.
Mm-hmm.
On Noster, it's literally just an NPUB.
You could be anonymous.
You are as anonymous.
But me, I'm linked to my identity on Noster.
Sure. But I'm saying is that if you were a person that wanted to post a bunch of inflammatory stuff, you could do that anonymously, number one.
Alias.
Number two, you can create as many accounts as you want. You can create an unlimited number of aliases for Noster, and you could be the inflammatory shit poster on one day and you could be the loving spiritual poster on the other. And for years, nobody would know you were the same person.
Yeah.
It's completely possible.
Yeah.
With the platforms, the platform would know you're the same person.
Yeah.
They wouldn't tell everyone else that you're the same person, but the platform would be like, actually, no, from this IP address and this IP address, it's the same person. That's the trick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on where these governments are trying to basically intimidate people. They're trying to intimidate people into not telling the truth. They don't have to actually arrest anybody or they don't have to actually punish anybody. They just have to make it so that if we want to punish you, we can. And then people will self-censor. That's, I think, what they were doing in the UK in particular. But then the European Union followed suit with something similar, if not more draconian. Plus with all the stuff they're doing with Bitcoin, like not being able to have your own wallet and stuff, like they truly think that they can because they know that people, to your point, don't understand how these things work. So they'll just be like, well, they said you can't do it. So why are you doing it? I'm at the point now where I'm like, I'm going to roll the dice. Let's see if they do actually show up.
You really are at that point.
Like, let's roll the dice. Like, what are you going to do? I'll lawyer up. I'll lawyer up. Like, I don't have that much to fight, but I'll lawyer up. Like, if you really want to take something to the Supreme Court, okay, cool. I'll go there and lose, but I'll go because this is getting ridiculous. You literally can't tell the truth. Okay, fine. Well, then we have to fight.
Yeah. But I think that there is really an opportunity for there to be power in numbers. I do feel like the internet moving to Noster is inevitable. But to be able to contribute to that, it's just incredibly exciting. And so, yeah, season 4 is Noster City. We are still very much flirting with Bitcoin. It is all integrated. But yeah, it's gonna lean into Noster.
As far as Bitcoin goes, there is two things that are about to happen in the next like 2 or 3 months. The first one is the Fed is going to have a meeting in Jackson Hole in September. People expect them to cut interest rates. And there's been a big debate about, do interest rates even affect Bitcoin anymore? Because interest rates went up and Bitcoin went up. So I guess if interest rates go down, it'll just go up more. What, like, we don't, the levers don't seem to do the same things anymore, number one. And number two is October in Bitcoin world, on Bitcoin Island, October is called Uptober. So October is always an up year, is always an up month. Mm. So we have Uptober coming, and then we have the election. And historically, after every election, Bitcoin's gone up. So we have like three things that are about to happen month after month after month that lead me to believe that we will have a lot of interesting things to talk about Bitcoin-wise, because you've seen, while we were gone, Trump talk about Bitcoin. You saw RFK talk about Bitcoin. We'll get into that.
I just realized maybe after the election, the Bitcoin goes up is because everyone cashes in the money they made off all the bribes in the election.
It's a version of that, yeah, for sure. And specifically this year, most of the world is quote unquote democratic. They have elections and all that fun stuff. And 2024 is like a super cycle around the world. So almost every country in the world is having elections in some way, shape, mm-hmm. or form this year. And so as we're seeing all of these political unrest events happening, it's mainly due to the fact that all of these countries are having elections,
yeah,
and we are seeing establishments getting overturned in elections. Some of them are leaving willingly, like who left willingly? Well, I don't know, willing is the right word, but the woman in Bangladesh, they started rioting. She got on a plane and left, just mm-hmm. like Sri Lanka. She's been in power for like 20 years. The French had an election, no one left, but they just like changed the rules, but the rules are set up where like, even when they lost, they won. Mm-hmm. So like there's that. Mm-hmm. And then there's Venezuela, right? There's all these things happening. It's all because it's a super cycle around the world. So there's a lot happening, and a lot of those countries are in dire financial straits, and whoever comes to power tends to print money to solve those problems. And so it's not necessarily cashing in on bribes they took, but it's that after elections, the new administration just proceeds to print money. Mm-hmm. And that's what you see. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same that's thing, true, but it's not the same thing. So I know people like to say Trump's going to fix stuff, but like Trump printed money when he was president. If he gets reelected, he's going to print money. Like yeah, they're all, that's all the thing they can do.
Yeah.
So after elections.
No, it's why they're in office. It's just they're printing money for specific industries. That's all it is. Yes. They're both printing money. I hope everyone understands that. Like, please, please understand that. These political parties are not that different. it's still the same game that they're all playing.
I guess the argument would be like, well, if we're going to print money, I would like it to go to something that benefits me versus a war in Ukraine, for example.
Yeah.
So even when you're printing money, it's like, where is it going? But the point is that elections tend to lead to printing money, and it's a super cycle around the world. So all these countries are going to be printing money roughly around the next 6 months. So Bitcoin's about to do what Bitcoin's going to do. Hey, gang, it's Ian. Let's chat for a second. Bitcoiner or not, I know we're all feeling anxious to save more money lately. But do you want to know why you're feeling that way? It's because you're still thinking in fiat. Seeing the price of everything go up in your local currency, that's what's driving you crazy. That's where all this anxiety is coming from. Meanwhile, the reality is everything is actually getting cheaper on Bitcoin Island. And you might ask yourself, how do I get to Bitcoin Island? Simple. Bitcoin Island is just a state of mind, and you need to train your brain to think in Bitcoin. Your first training exercise is to set a Bitcoin goal using the Satoshi Savings Calculator made by yours truly. And your goal should be to always have more Bitcoin today than you did yesterday. It's literally that simple. This way, the amount of Bitcoin you have only goes up. And once you start to think in Bitcoin, over time, everything around you becomes cheaper. You'll be way more confident about the future. No more anxiety. Look, we don't need to overcomplicate this. You're still early, but you gotta be strategic, and you gotta unlearn everything they taught you about money. So go to flirtingwithbitcoin.com and train your brain to think in Bitcoin with the Satoshi Savings Calculator.
Satoshi, for your thoughts, Ian.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Do you think the world is ready for our idea?
Yes, without giving too much away what the idea is, because I want to give it to you guys all at once and lay it all out. But the short answer is yes. And here's why. It's a very out of the box solution to a problem. Not only is it out of the box, it's so obvious, but the people who are in the position to do it currently have zero incentive to do it. And one of the things that Bitcoin, I guess intrinsically I knew this, but like just all the stuff that I've read, all the Austrian economics, all of the like economic stuff that I've read, it's all about incentives. And I think that what we're going to build is the ultimate incentive to change behavior. People do more for less, put it like that, right? You know, one of the things we said earlier that we're working on this manifesto, I'll just give you guys a little snippet here. Came up with an acronym. We have established who the enemy is. We've established who we are going to be going up against. And they are the corporations harvesting attention on social media. They are the chaos cartel.
I like it.
And the chaos cartel has created everything we just described about censorship, this like distorted reality on the internet. Like they are the ones that have enabled all of it and they have no incentive to change. But the people who use their product have every incentive to find a better version. And they are striving to find a better version, which is why they jump from platform to platform. They jump from MySpace to Facebook. They jump from Facebook to Instagram. They jump from Instagram to, I guess someone went to Twitter in the middle there. I don't know. But they went from Instagram to Snapchat because Snapchat said, we're going to delete your stuff and no one's ever going to see it. That was a lie. Then they went from Snapchat to something else, which I don't remember. There was Vine, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then they jumped. Now they're all on TikTok, right? There are this group of people. They're like these internet settlers. And they got their wagon and they got their oxen and they got their family. And they're just like moving west.
That's me.
Right. And so
I'm the early majority, baby.
I think that the early majority will love this idea. Mm-hmm. And even if we just get 1% of them to try it out, they'll bring the other 99%.
But all the innovators and early adopters on Noster, all my friends on Noster that I've made, I really think that this is the next step to it. I don't think we need to wait 15 years like Bitcoin. I think there's enough here and there are enough really, really smart people that can piece together some really powerful solutions, and we can move or migrate over to Noster sooner than later and have like a really wonderful experience. I'm really excited about our idea. It's, you know, months in the making. I think every like 6 hours, Anna and I have another idea on how to build on it. I'm excited personally to contribute. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and I am excited, babe, to do this with you.
As we were writing this manifesto, I came to the conclusion that the social media companies are a cartel. Through iterating on that idea, I was like, we need to give them a name, like an acronym, so we can just refer to them all as the same thing versus mm-hmm. Facebook versus Twitter, right? Oh, Twitter's better because Elon bought them. No, they're all the same thing. And then I had an acronym and I was like, that's not going to roll off the tongue. And I slowly like massaged it and massaged it and massaged it. I was like, wait, it's chaos. And they do create chaos. Corporations harvesting attention on social media.
On social. Oh, social media is one word.
Come on, man. You know how acronyms work.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to have that thought, though. No, babe, you're crushing it. We're crushing it. I'm crushing it, too. Specifically me also.
Don't leave yourself out.
It's going to be great.
But yeah, no, I'm going to, now that we've like got this acronym, we're going to make merch. We're doing it. Like we are going to get this idea out that they are all the chaos cartel. Mm-hmm. And here's the funny part. If you've watched Narcos, you know that the main drug cartel in Narcos was the Cali cartel. All these chaos companies are in California. They are the Cali cartel.
They truly are.
They are the Cali cartel. It's just that what they sell is legal. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, I'm excited we're back. I miss this. It's a little romantic studio space we made for ourselves.
We didn't even close the blinds all the way.
We got straight to business. We barely flirted.
Yep.
Well, actually, babe, why don't we wrap this up and go have some fun?
Oh.
Hey, I was going to watch some TV. Oh. All right.
Cougar Town?
Let's do it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Now, let's get you set up on Fountain so you can start earning some money simply by listening to podcasts.
Go to fountain.fm to download the app.
Once your app is set up, search for Flirting with Bitcoin and hit follow.
Listen to our show and episodes from your other favorite podcasts to earn your first Satoshis, which are fractions of a Bitcoin.
And make sure to keep an eye out for our promoted episodes.
You can earn up to 100 Satoshis just for listening.
Pretty cool, huh?
You can use those sats you've earned to send us a boost, like a little payment with a message.
And I swear, we try to respond to everyone.
Every episode, we shout out the top boosters.
To support us or other podcasters with more sats, you can top up your Fountain wallet with a bank card or Lightning transfer from apps like Strike or Cash App.
The easiest way to learn is to get started.
Now, you're all set up for podcasting 2.0.